Does anyone else feel like they could eat a lot healthier if they just weren't so busy? The recent game changer for me, meal kits from Sunbasket. John and I have been cooking with the Sunbasket kits that are delivered straight to our door, and it is so fast, so easy, and so good. And it is thrilling to walk into the kitchen and whip up an easy meal like salmon burgers and seared squash, steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. I joke that I can't cook, yet Sunbasket transforms me into a chef, a really good one, I might add. And I just have to tell you, I had strawberries from Sunbasket that were so flavorful. It was the best tasting produce I have had in years. And it turns out Sunbasket works with very specific farms. Go to sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime today to save $120 off your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime to save $120 across your first four deliveries plus free shipping on your first order.
Artifact Uprising is a company that John and I have used to preserve our most special family memories for years. Artifact Uprising is driven by the same belief we hold, that everyone has a story to tell, and they tell these stories through premium quality albums and prints. We purchased their signature Lay Flat album 8 years ago for our wedding album, and when our son was born, we purchased the same album again to preserve his milestones. Artifact Uprising now wants to help our gems preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want a photo to hang and display or an album with impeccable quality and design to cherish for years to come, we've trusted Artifact Uprising with preserving our most cherished memories and telling our family story from the moment John and I met. And they encourage you to tell your story too. Through the end of the year, Hidden True Crime listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code Hidden True Crime through December 31st. Back in June, we recorded and published in podcast episode titled The Disturbing Case of Madeline Soto. And we have been continuing to cover and research that case. Madeline Soto, a 13-year-old girl from Florida, garnered nationwide attention after she was reported missing by her mother, Jennifer Soto, and her mother's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns, on February 26th, 2024.
All right, so Stephen, you seem very emotional right now. Explain to us.
I dropped her off. Everything looked fine when I drove away. It's the last time we saw her.
What were the conversations that y'all had in the car when you dropped her off?
Not much. She was asleep for most of the way. Told her have a good day at school when she got out. I love her. She said thanks, love you too. That was it.
Are you, in a sense, blaming yourself?
It's hard not to.
Why?
I dropped her off early. I could have waited longer. She looked okay. She was walking towards the school when I saw her. It was like any other day, so I went on with my day. It's hard not to blame myself.
What has the conversation been with Jen since?
She's been a lot stronger than me. She's been holding it together really well. But it just keeps coming in waves. Just the reality keeps hitting. We don't know where she is. We don't know if she's safe. We're just scared. We just want her home.
Madeline's body was discovered March 1st, 2024, just a few days later, in a wooded area, and the investigation led to the arrest of Stephen Stearns, the boyfriend.
And breaking news at 6, sources just confirmed to Channel 9 the body of missing 13-year-old Madeline Soto has been found. We have learned that a tip called in after this afternoon's press conference with Orange County Sheriff John Mina led detectives to her body. Law enforcement from several agencies still out at the scene right there off of Hickory Tree Road in Osceola County.
This is certainly a heartbreaking update to this major story we've been following for you since Monday. This morning, the main suspect who you see here in her disappearance, Stephen Stearns, was taken from the Orange County Jail to the Osceola County Jail. And then this afternoon, the Orange County Sheriff told us investigators believed Madeline was dead. But at the time, they had not found her body. The Kissimmee Police Department is now leading what they are calling, obviously, a murder investigation.
Stefan was charged with sex abuse of a minor and later first-degree murder in Madeline's death. Charging documents show Stefan had a history of abusing Madeline, and there were allegations that Jennifer Soto had failed to protect her daughter.
I ask you this question a lot, but what's her status now? Has still no public statement through a lawyer or through anyone, through the family, from Jen about all of these developments?
You and everybody else, Vinny, I don't get any more question than that one. What's going to happen to Jen Soto? We have not heard from her. We have not heard from an attorney. Investigators have not said anything about what their next move may or may not be with Jen Soto. It is very, very strange, but there is still a public here that believes that something should be done when it comes to Madeline Soto's mother. And every time something new comes out, it just fuels those flames even more. But investigators, just at least at this point, just aren't budging on Jen Soto. Their sole focus right now seems to be on that investigation into Stefan Stearns. So we just sit and wait and wonder.
We've been following this major case of little Madeline Soto now since the beginning, since she was reported missing in Orange County in late February.
Police arrested this man, Stefan Stearns, for her murder. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Stearns is the boyfriend of Maddie's mother. We interviewed them both before law enforcement found the teen's body. Channel 9, Shannon Butler joins us live in studio for this breaking update. And Shannon, sources have told you the mother of Madeline Soto has not broken the law.
That's right. And the interview with Soto takes place on February 27th, about 11:30 p.m., just after her daughter was reported missing. She has a hard time answering some of those questions, but sources tell me nothing so far she has done has been criminal. So at least for now, no charges will be filed.
The case remains under investigation, and as more details and evidence come to light, we continue to follow it closely. In this episode, we're going to go over two of Jennifer Soto's police interviews from February 27th regarding Jen's whereabouts and activities surrounding the time that Madeline disappeared. Again, she was reported missing on February 26th, and these police interviews happened in the evening of February 27th. They cover their living situation, and by that, I mean Stefan Stearns and Jen Soto's living situation and how often Stefan would visit, and they discuss her relationship with Stefan Stearns. Audio also captures Jen's reaction to when learning that the sex crimes unit was involved in the investigation of her daughter. There are several parts of the interview that are redacted. And so just so you know what those are, they include Maddie's name, her roommates, family names, and other personal information. To paint a clear picture of exactly what happened up to when this interview took place, let's first go over the timeline of Madeline's disappearance with evidence law enforcement gathered leading up to Stefan's arrest. Evidence that has now been released in court documents that'll help us sort of set the stage and paint a picture as to when these interviews took place. So on February 26th, 2024, at 7:35 a.m., we now know there is video of Stefan and he is spotted throwing items in a dumpster the morning of February 26, 2024, at 7:35 a.m., Stefan is spotted throwing items in the dumpster. Madeline is spotted in the car, slumped to the side with her mouth open. At 7:50 a.m., Stefan is spotted leaving the apartment complex. Madeline is still slumped over in the car. At 8:19 a.m., Stefan returns to the apartment complex and interacts with the security to get back in. At 8:31 a.m., he leaves the apartment again, and Madeline is seen completely slumped over. And that's in quotes, completely slumped over from official docs. At 9:40 a.m., Stefan is seen at the Holiday Inn Club Vacations parking garage and is seen transferring a limp body to the passenger seat of the trunk. At 1:16 p.m., a plate reader picks up Stefan's car a few miles from where Madeline's body was later found. The evidence is pretty damning and pretty disgusting. At 1:20 p.m., a man, believed to be Stearns, is spotted on Hickory Tree Road with a tire iron in his hand. And at 2:11 p.m., he heads back home
at 2:43 p.m. back in the complex, throwing more items in the dumpster. And then at 4:30 p.m., Jen, Maddie's mother, goes to pick Maddie up at school and then finds out that she wasn't there all day. At 8 p.m., they report Maddie missing. At 8:35 p.m., Jen and Stefan talk with police on body cam. At 10:04 p.m., Stefan now is on body police cam showing police where he dropped off Maddie. And then we get to February 27th, the next day. At 3:16 a.m., Jen's white Nissan is picked up on a license plate reader taking the same route that Stefan took just the previous day. At 3:35 a.m., the vehicle enters the dump site of Madeline's body. At 4:09 a.m., a license plate is picked up again on the way back home. And at 4:30 a.m., a white Nissan is back in the apartment complex. In Stefan's police interview, then, on February 27th, Stefan is asked where they searched for Madeline. He says, quotes, "Me and her stayed local. It was all the rest of the family that mobilized," end quote. There's a question posed to Stefan. "Did you guys stay together or separate?" Stefan answers, "I don't think we drove anywhere when we were looking." The next question, "You didn't drive anywhere?" Stefan, "No, not that I recall." A question, "Did you guys drive anywhere last night?" Answer, "Maybe, I think Fox News or something like that. I don't recall. You have to ask her. I don't recall because I was so zonked out on Ativan at that point. I was a wreck." So again, the two interviews that we're about to listen to with Jennifer Soto in this episode are from February 27th, this day, where we are, around 11 p.m. after all of that timeline happened. The interview audio is not perfect. We have done our very best to enhance it.
All right. Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, 11:16 hours for OCSO case 24-011313. Can you state your full name?
Jennifer Lucette Soto.
All right, Jennifer. So I'm here to talk to you today. We're going to talk about, and you're familiar with kind of why we're talking right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me when is the last time you were with Saw?
Saw her, I'm going to say Sunday night.
Okay.
I heard her Monday getting ready for school.
So you last saw her Sunday night about what time?
I would say 11 p.m. before she went to bed.
And you were here at home?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And where did she go to bed? Was she in her room, your room, or something else?
She actually slept upstairs with... We have a guest bedroom. We were all going to sleep together in the same bed, but I needed some good sleep. And I got a new job recently. I haven't been well rested. I needed some sleep. So I asked, "Hey, can you guys go to the guest bedroom upstairs?" Mm-hmm. I knew he was going to get her ready.
Sorry. Okay. So you needed some good sleep. So, was it about 11 o'clock?
Yeah. I sent them upstairs, and I went to bed.
Okay. And that was about 11?
Yeah.
And do you guys normally all sleep together? Because I know you said that she sleeps in your room with you typically, right?
She sleeps with me typically. Typically, when he comes into town, because he lives with his parents in Northport, Florida. Mm-hmm. When he comes to town, he'll sleep in the guest bedroom.
Okay. And Stefan is the one you're referring to, right?
Yeah, Stefan.
Stefan. How often does he stay here?
Oh. He moved away back in December, so I'm going to say he's visited at least 2 to 3 times since then.
Okay. Why did he move away?
He was offered his dad had offered him a job, mm-hmm. but it fell through.
Oh.
So okay. Now we're trying to get him back here.
And he just visits?
Yeah.
When he visits, does he stay for like hours, days, weeks?
I would say days. This time we had planned on him staying a whole week because I was going through training at work. Mm-hmm. So I wanted him to be here to help me with the dog, help me with the training.
Okay. So this time he was planning to stay for a week. How long has he been here? Or when did he arrive, rather, this time?
I can't remember if he arrived Saturday or Sunday morning.
Okay, that's fine. Sometime this weekend?
Yeah.
So that was last night around 11. And so about what time did you hear her on Monday morning?
I heard everyone getting ready around, I'm going to say 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And was it just Steph? Who else lives here?
I have roommates.
Okay.
I have.
Okay. And you just heard all of them, or did you hear anyone in specific?
No, I just heard, if anything, Stefan came and woke me up accidentally because he was trying to let the dog out. Mm-hmm. And the dog gets really nervous sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was trying to help him with that, get him on his leash. But he got him situated and took him for a walk.
Okay. Did you hear around 7 or 8?
I heard noises in the kitchen, but I'm not sure, you know.
Not sure who it was exactly?
Who it was exactly, yeah. Gotcha. It could have been any of the roommates.
But you didn't see her leave Monday morning. Were you still in bed or still in your room?
I was still asleep, yeah.
Gotcha. What time does she normally leave for school?
We usually leave around 8:50 at the latest.
Okay. What time does she have to be to school by?
9:28 is when school starts.
Gotcha. And so I think you had said the previous night, you and Stefan had agreed that he was going to get and take her in the morning? Okay.
And they were going to stop at McDonald's and get breakfast, but she changed her mind last minute and did not want McDonald's.
Okay. When did you find that out?
When did I find that out? When Stefan called me around 10:18 in the morning, I had stepped out to go get blood work done. Mm-hmm. And he had just let me know that he just got back home from running a few errands. And that I asked, did you guys ever just stop at McDonald's? And he said, no, she changed her mind. He tried convincing her a few times that she did not want McDonald's anymore.
At what time did you leave the house yesterday in the morning? Or what time did you step out, rather?
I'm going to say around 9:30.
Had Stefan returned at all?
No.
So you were there from, just so I have my times kind of right, so you woke up around 7 or 8. You saw Stefan because you helped him with the dog because he was letting the dog out, right?
Yeah.
And then did you go back to sleep, or were you just kind of in the room?
I laid back down and went back to sleep.
Okay. And then do you remember what time you woke up after that?
I believe I set my alarm for 9 a.m.
Gotcha. So it would have been around 9 a.m. that you woke up. And in that time, you didn't see Stefan return at all? Okay. You left around 9:30. And then Stefan called you around 10 to say he got home?
Yeah.
Cool. Got it. Okay. Did he say anything else aside from she didn't want to go to McDonald's?
About her, no. About his morning, yes. He had tried going to the vape shop when it opened right after he dropped her off from school and waited, but they never opened on time, so he came back. Hung out a little bit. He came home around 10. And then went back out eventually to the vape store to go get some vape stuff.
So he left after 10. What time did you get back home for the day?
Let me check something. I want to check what time my blood work appointment is at. I'll give you more of an accurate time.
Yeah.
Okay, so my appointment was at 10:15, and it took them 45 minutes to see me. So I didn't get home until 11:15, 11:30.
Mm-hmm. And was Stefan back at that point in time?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Which, I can't remember.
And then what did the day look like after that?
It's fine.
So I did my blood work, then I came back, and then I just waited. I waited for the rest of the day until 2:30 to leave. Well, I wait in the car line, so I'm first in line to pick her up.
Yeah, that car line can be vicious. Yeah. So you left approximately 2:30.
Yeah.
And pickup's around 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you got there at 4, then what happened?
I waited in the car line for about 10 minutes, and she never came out. So I thought maybe I missed her. I couldn't remember if I told her I was picking her up from school that day or if she had to walk to the office.
Okay.
So I went to the office to see if she made it. She never did. I drove around a little bit.
Okay.
I drove around a little bit. Looking for her, I went back to the school. The school was closed at this point. I wanted to speak to somebody at the office to see if anybody could tell me if she had been there. I think at this point I had called, before I went to the school, I actually called her best friend and I said, hey, with you, I can't find her. She didn't walk to the office and she wasn't at school when I went to pick her up. She said she never made it. She's it's a first or second period, and I'm like, what do you mean? I dropped her off, we dropped her off close to school, and she said she didn't make it to first or second period. I said, please check with the rest of your friends. She did. She got back to me, said none of them saw her today. I emailed one of her teachers. Her teacher texted me her attendance for the whole day and told me she wasn't in school at all. That's when I knew something was wrong. And I freaked out.
Okay. Is it typical of to walk to after school?
If I'm working, yes.
And where's I mean, in relation to the school, like, is it a close walk, long walk?
It's a very close walk.
So typically, in the morning, if, or I guess before Stefan moved, did he live with y'all? So it's typical of him to be able to get her ready in the mornings and drop her to school. Do y'all tend to split that responsibility, or what does that look like?
Typically, I do it.
Okay.
This morning, because of my work schedule, because I've been so exhausted, I asked him to take over and do it, and he said he would.
Okay. Has he done it before, though? Like, is he familiar with how to drop her off? And
I'm going to say he's done it once before, once or twice before. I'm not too sure.
Okay. In the time since he's been back, well, not this time, because he's only come back over the weekend, but in the other times, he's done it maybe once or twice.
I'm going to say, yeah.
Is there any reason that he drops her off, or he dropped her off a block away instead of dropping her off to the school?
Because she asked. Because she is embarrassed of his car.
Really? When did she express that?
Multiple times when we've been like, okay, I think Stefan might take you to school or he might pick you up. She goes, can he pick me up far away? Can he leave me here? Like, I don't want to be seen. I'm just like,
what car does he drive? I'm curious.
It's that Buick.
Oh, okay.
But to her, that's an old, empty car.
Fancy taste. I get it. Can you remember anything about Sunday or Saturday or this weekend where she may have said that she was wanting to hang out with friends or something she was wanting to do or anything?
On Sunday, she actually had a party and she had some friends come over. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't expressed that she wanted. She actually got to spend time with friends and family. She had a great Sunday. Okay. She came back with a lot of presents. She was super happy.
So no arguments at home recently or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Has she ever, in the totality of, I guess, everything, as long as she's been, ever gone off to spend time by herself or gone to hang out at a park by herself or something to kind of clear her own head?
So there's a lake right behind this building. Mm. She'll sometimes sit at the dock by the lake, but I check on her often.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, if she... I don't know if something at school upset her, something here upset her. Not that it would be anyone's fault, but if there's somewhere that she may go for, like, you know, peace of mind.
Yeah, it would be the lake right behind the house.
Does she do any extracurriculars?
No.
Got it. Now, your roommates, I know you told me their names earlier, but can you give them to me again? I didn't write them down.
Sure.
Got it. Alright. When's the last time you got in any kind of trouble at home?
I'm going to say a few weeks ago.
What was that for?
I don't think... If she gets a yelling, or if she gets in trouble for anything, it's for her disorganization and messiness. You know, she leaves laundry on the floor, okay. Her room's a mess, she keeps her space very disorganized. So I kind of get on top of her. Do I remember the actual argument? No. When I went through her text messages back on February 2nd or 3rd, she had expressed to a friend that, you know, I was crazy. I was acting, you know, being nuts.
Almost world stuff to say.
Yeah. Apparently I don't remember this in this conversation. I remember saying this once, but not in February. But she had said, you know, if she continues to behave this way or not listen, you know, when she turns 18, I'm not going to want to live with her.
Okay.
Or, also, I would ship her off to her dad's.
Oh.
But I never...
Where's her dad live?
Houston, Texas.
Okay. Has she ever expressed wanting to go back and live with them?
No.
How often does she see him or talk to him at all?
Talks to him once in a while.
Via phone or probably?
Yeah, via phone, yeah.
Okay.
Text message or Instagram, they'll message each other. But I talked to him last night, and she's like, just so you're aware, she hasn't said anything about making plans to come over here or see me or come visit me, so he doesn't have any information on where she might be.
Okay.
He's actually willing to come over here, too, if we need him to.
Okay. But she's never made any plans, I guess, to go see him.
No.
What's the dad's, her dad's name? Do you know his phone number? And he lives in Texas?
In Houston, yeah.
How long has he lived? Or how long?
He's lived, he was in the military way. Either it's Kansas or...
Oh, so he's never had any, like, custody or anything of her?
Nothing.
Okay. And has she ever, has she ever formed a relationship with him where they bond and talk or anything that, like, she... I guess I would try to rule out the possibility that she would be trying to go to Texas and see him or meet up with him or
they're as close as they can be with how limited contact he does have with her. He texts her once in a blue, right? Not as consistent as I would like him to, but
okay.
I don't think she's making her move to go.
Yeah.
She's left her debit card here. All of her money's here. Her cell phone's here.
Is it typical of her to leave her cell phone? Does she normally have it?
She's got ADHD. She's very forgetful. This happens often.
Oh, so she frequently forgets her time?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as her mental diagnosis, she's diagnosed with ADHD. How long has she had ADHD?
Since she was like 5, 6. They also diagnosed her at the same time with autism. So she's had an autism diagnosis for a few years now. I've reassessed her recently. They told me she had some autistic traits, but they weren't sure if she was autistic. So
I mean, do you ever notice her mental capacity impacting her ability to, I guess, be around other kids or function normally?
I would say sometimes, because she acts... I'm not sure. Sometimes she'll make some decisions that I'm just like, where did that come from? Like,
I mean, is that like, would that be a result of a mental disability, or would that be like the result of her being... I mean, does she... I guess, like, basic questions I always kind of ask her. Can she feed herself without assistance? Does she shower and bathe without assistance? I mean, she has a phone, so she can text and talk to people. She has friends at school. Gotcha. And has she ever complained about school?
Not complained exactly. I know it's tough on her. She's given a lot of work. She's always behind on work.
Okay. Got it. And I think the deputies already last night kind of went through her social media a little bit, but if you're okay with it, I'd actually like to take her phone so that I can see if I can get anything else from it. You know, typically me being able to go through it and go through texts and social media will help me sort of establish a pattern of where people go and whatnot. That's something you'd let me do.
Sure. Will you take her phone away forever, or just for right now?
Just for as long as I need it to actually go through it. So okay. I'll give it back to you as soon as I'm done. As soon as we find her, I'll give it back to her, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, that's just about all the questions I have at the moment. You know her better than I do. I guess my last thing would be, like, what do you think, based off of everything that we've talked about and everything that you've learned so far? Is anything sticking out to you?
No. Based off of everything, me knowing her and knowing how she is, and... how tight-knit we are, like, I don't think she would run away. I feel like she was taken, like, on that short walk from where she was dropped off to the school. It was early in the morning. I'm not sure how many cars were around. I think she was dropped off somewhere between 8:30 and 8:45 in the morning, which is earlier than we normally take her. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I want to say, I think I, from what I understood, Orange County got footage of someone by the church in a description of what she was wearing early that morning, just hanging out in the parking lot, and then she got up and left.
Yeah, so the video, they wrote it here, but there was a video of essentially what looks like her at around 8:45, just about that time, walking into that church parking lot that's right near where she got dropped off by Stefan. And it looks like she sits there for about 15 minutes or so and then walks away. So
I'm wondering if she... It's typical for her to wait at that parking lot, too, for my stepdad to pick her up from school. So it's not abnormal for her to hang out there.
In that parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of any reason why she might have chosen yesterday morning to wait there. I mean, obviously your stepdad's not picking her up in the morning. But
I wonder if she knew, like, if she had an idea she was super early, so she was just trying to kill time a little bit. But I don't know why she didn't go directly to the school.
Like, yeah.
She should have.
Okay.
I know when Stefan dropped her off, he said that he saw her rummaging through her phone as he drove away, like deeply looking into her backpack.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she was looking for her phone and realized she didn't have it with her at that time.
Got it.
But,
okay. Does she have any kind of boyfriend or significant other at school that she's ever talked about or expressed?
No boyfriend. She did recently tell Stefan that she had a crush on a boy.
Oh, okay. And
we saw messages between them and nothing seemed weird. But you can look through that as well. His name is...
I assume another middle school boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, that is all the questions I have for you right now. I'm going to go ahead and end this, and I'll just get one more quick thing from you. 11:44 hours.
Many think you need a lot of money to invest, but Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. In fact, you can get started and invest with Acorns with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. For me, investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, but it's important to start even with a small amount. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/hiddentruecrime. While I love trying new styles, I feel like fashion changes faster than I can keep up. Not to mention, I am not a fan of dressing rooms. These are just a couple of reasons why I love renting many of my clothes. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion. I signed up. I took a style quiz, and they offer suggestions that best match me. So whether you're planning a date night, packing for a conference, headed to a black tie event, you have the perfect outfit without facing a dressing room with fluorescent lights. With my Armoire clothing rental, I feel brave trying new styles because I know it's not forever, just a week or a month. And my favorite thing, having someone else do my laundry when I'm ready for new clothes. Right now, our gems can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. And that is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/hiddentruecrime. That's armoire.style. So armoire.style/hiddentruecrime to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. I've been experiencing symptoms that many of us at this age experience due to hormonal imbalances. And if anyone can relate, I do recommend Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it's for any woman that has symptoms of hormonal imbalances. It has been a tremendous help for me. And the company Happy Mammoth that created Hormone Harmony, they're dedicated to making our lives easier. And that means using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. These symptoms can include night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling exhausted all the time. Yes, Hormone Harmony has helped me with all of these things. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use our code HiddenTrueCrime at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HiddenTrueCrime for 15% off today.
11313. Today's date is February 27th, 2024. The time is 23:32 hours. Gonna speak with Jennifer Soto. Hey Jennifer, I haven't introduced myself. My name is Myra Tadlow. Okay, I'm a detective with the sheriff's office. Do you mind if I talk to you? Do you mind if we talk over there by the car? It's fine.
Yeah. Where? Inside the house?
In the car.
Yeah. Our car?
Yeah. look at the baby. Does it lock?
No, it should be fine.
Over here, please. I'll explain it in a second. Okay? I have a question too before we get started. Somebody said something like somebody in here has a gun. Is that a true statement or a false statement?
That's a true statement.
Okay, where is this gun at right now?
It is upstairs in the guest bedroom.
It's not like in any of these cars out here?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's upstairs in the guest bedroom. Bedroom number 4. It's got a number 4 on it.
Okay, how certain are we of that?
As far as I know, the gun is inside upstairs. I haven't heard of it being in the car.
Okay. Let me just move my purse. Okay, so I'm not sure if he introduced himself, but his name is Luis Acosta. Okay. We both work for Orange County Sheriff's Office. So I understand you spoke with the other guy earlier, with Detective Frank Hunt. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We have officially taken over the case, okay? So...
Are you guys with Kissimmee?
No, we're with Orange County. It's just a different unit.
Oh, okay.
What unit are you in? We're with sex crimes.
Okay.
It's just because of her age and... is why we take over. Does that make... I know it's kind of confusing, but, like, we have, like, different roles. In Orange County. And depending on, like, people's age... we sometimes take over investigation when it comes to missing persons.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you talked to him earlier, I kind of got like a brief synopsis of what happened. I understand you have a new job.
Yes.
Okay. And if I say anything that's incorrect, please correct me. Okay. You have a new job. And last night, you asked them to go sleep upstairs because you wanted to get rest. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What time was this? Do you remember? It doesn't have to be, like, exact time, but, like, just... Oh, and then yesterday she had her... Or Sunday she had her birthday party, right?
Sunday she had her birthday party.
Okay, what time was that party at?
It started at 3 o'clock.
Okay, from 3 to what time?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I was at work.
Oh, okay. You weren't there.
But I know my sister home around 8:30.
Uh-huh. Was Stefan here at that time?
I'm not sure if he was here at the time, but I think he got here a little bit after. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, she was already doing what she was supposed to. She had taken her nighttime meds, mm-hmm. and she was getting ready for bed, like taking a shower. She'd mm-hmm. take showers at night. So he's like, okay, she was already on it. I didn't get home until, I'm going to say 10:30.
Okay.
And then at 11, I sent them to bed.
Did Stefan make it to the party?
No.
Okay. And then once you get here, you said you sent her to bed at 11. And the following morning, let me backtrack a little bit. You sent them upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many bedrooms are upstairs?
3.
Okay. Where?
In bedroom number 4.
Okay. And what about Stefan?
Bedroom number 4.
Okay. Is it normal for both of them to sleep in the same room?
Sometimes. When I really need a good night's sleep, I will send them upstairs. But when... also, a lot of times, we will sleep together in the king-size bed, all mm-hmm. 3 of us. Or sometimes Stefan will go upstairs and our bed alone. So it just really depends on what's going on that night with our schedules and what we're doing.
Okay, where were you sleeping?
Downstairs in the king size bed.
Okay. Is it just you two here? Well, you guys have a roommate, right?
We have 2 roommates, and one of the roommates has a son who's here like a little bit more than half the week.
So what rooms do you guys use?
The room downstairs, the master bedroom mm-hmm. downstairs, and room number 4.
Okay. So it wasn't last night. It was the night before. Stefan slept in bedroom number 4 and you slept downstairs.
Yes.
In the master. Okay. Mm-hmm. What time did you wake up?
I'm going to say around 8 o'clock in the morning, Stefan came into the room and was trying to put the leash on the dog. Mm-hmm. He came into the room somewhere between 8 and 8:15. He came in to put the leash on the dog. Mm-hmm. And I got up to try to help him because my dog is kind of a nervous dog and I didn't want him to pee on the bed. Mm-hmm. So we wrangled him, put him on his leash, and he said, go back to sleep. And I said, okay. So I laid back and went back to sleep.
Okay.
I heard people in the kitchen. I'm not sure exactly who was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, I came downstairs to get ready in her. So she's kind of got a bedroom in the living room. If you go into the apartment, you'll see there's like one of those fake walls, mm-hmm. Separating half the bedroom. She's got like a desk with a bedroom and a TV and a dresser. Mm-hmm. But she'll hang out there during the day, but she never sleeps there. She mm-hmm. always sleeps with me. And then the rare occasion upstairs. But most of the time it's with me.
Okay. Did you see her on Monday morning?
Visually see her? No.
Did you hear her?
I heard many people in the kitchen. I'm not sure if it was my roommate or her specifically.
Okay. Is your roommate a male or a female?
Female.
Okay.
They're both females.
When was the last time you physically saw her?
Wednesday, 11 o'clock. I'm sorry. Sunday, 11 o'clock.
Sunday when you sent her to bed.
To bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when you woke up, you said you woke up briefly because Stefan went in there. Did you go back to sleep?
Yes.
What time did you get up?
Let me see if I actually have my alarm set. No, I don't have a specific day on there. Let me check something real quick. I'm pretty sure I woke up around 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I left at 9:30.
I had an appointment,
I had a doctor's appointment at like 10:15. Uh-huh. But they took a while. And then by the time they did my blood work and whatever, I think I got home somewhere between 11 and 11:15.
Okay. When you got back, was Stefan here?
I'm pretty sure he was, yeah.
What was he doing?
Just sitting in my room. At my computer desk on his phone.
Okay. What did you guys do?
We chatted for a little bit. I asked him what had happened because he had called me earlier. Mm-hmm. At 10... Pretty sure he called me around 10:18.
Uh-huh. What did he call you for?
To let me know that they didn't go to McDonald's as planned. He had asked her multiple times if she wanted to stop at McDonald's because that was the plan the night before. That they were going to wake up early. Mm-hmm. He was going to take her to McDonald's, do like a special McDonald's breakfast, and then drop her off at school early because she wanted to get there a little early. But on his way to school, she was very sleepy and wanted to sleep in the car. Mm-hmm. And she said she did not want to do McDonald's. She just wanted to be dropped off.
Okay.
Also to let me know that he left his phone at home because I had called him multiple times and he had picked up. He had left his phone at home by accident. He had went to the vape shop, but they didn't open on time, so he had waited for quite a while in front of the vape shop. They didn't open, so he left and came back and we hung out a little bit, and then I think he left again to the vape shop to go buy what he needed.
Okay.
Do you want the name of the vape shop?
Yes. If you have it at the top of your mind, I'm sure we're going to talk again soon and we'll have more.
No, I'm just saying because that might be helpful if you want to see like surveillance or anything.
Okay, so at some point, I understand he gets, like, a flat tire, and he's not able to go with you to pick school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you get to the school, how do you realize that she wasn't there?
So I left her. I went to go. I usually leave around 2:30 to mm-hmm. pick her up. She gets out of school at 4. Mm-hmm. So I wait that. It takes me about 20, 25 minutes to get to the school. And then I wait about an hour for her to get out. Mm-hmm. I waited the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then when the bell rang and then it was time for her to come out, she wasn't one of the first kids like she normally is. Mm-hmm. And I realized I was holding up the line because everyone behind me had children. Mm-hmm. And they needed to get out because I was the first in line. So after about, I'm going to say, I think it was like 4:10, she didn't come out and I was holding up the line. So I drove away. I said, maybe I forgot to tell her that I was picking her up that day because I don't know if she knew that I wasn't working that day. But I had assumed that she thought, you know, she knew that I was going to go get her. So because she never came out, I left and I went. Mm-hmm. She works less than, say it's like a 3-minute drive from the school. Mm-hmm. It's pretty close. She works in the Hunters Creek Villages area. Mm-hmm. I drove that way. And I drove along the path that she would walk. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see her. And then office, I asked, hey, has she gotten here yet? They said no. And I said, okay, let me wait a little bit. And I parked back again on Hunters Vista, Hunters Park Lane, I think. Mm-hmm. And I waited along that lane to see if I would see her walking. And I didn't see her walking. And it was about 4:30, 4:35. At this point, she should have. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the office and then I was like, is she here yet? No, she hasn't gotten here. And I said, okay, hold on. Let me see. I called her best friend and I was like, hey, are you, I don't know if I told her I was picking her up from school today or to walk to the office, but I don't see her anywhere. And she goes, no, she never came to school today. She didn't come to first or second period. And I said, what do you mean? We dropped her off close to school. She should have walked to school. She goes, no, she never made it to any of her periods. And I said, can you please check with your other friends in your other classes to see if she ever made it? She got back to me and said no. At this point, I started to panic mm-hmm. because I realized something was wrong. Mm-hmm. I emailed one of her teachers, a few of her teachers, actually, and one of them responded to me. He said she didn't make it to his period at all, and he checked all her other classes, and she didn't make it to school at all. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew something was truly wrong. And I'm before that email or after that email. But I started panicking and freaking out mm-hmm. because she should have been to school. She should have made it.
And then I understand she forgot her phone, right?
Yeah.
Is it common for her to not have her phone?
Yes. She's got ADHD. She's super forgetful. She doesn't even... She never realizes that she's in the shower for a whole hour. She loses track of time. She's very.
And then you guys went looking for her, right?
Yes.
Where did you look? Like, did you drive somewhere? Did you walk? Like, where did you go look for her?
Okay. So, after her best friend called me, actually, or I talked to her best friend on the phone, I went back to the school to see. Let me check her official attendance. Let mm-hmm. me see what's going on. They were already closed. Mm-hmm. Nobody was at the school. So I searched by backtracking into the school mm-hmm. and then coming back out and seeing that there were no kids at the school at all. So then I drove to the office. Everything was driving. And then I think that was a response from her teacher at that point. But
Did you come back to the apartment at any point yesterday once you realized she was missing?
Stefan was at home waiting for us to get back. Mm-hmm. And then when I told him something was wrong, she never made it to school. He completely hauled it back to me. And then we all stood there waiting for the cops to show up. And they didn't show up till like 7:30. It took them a while to respond. I think they were looking for other missing kids around the area too. But yeah, no, we did not come back home until we were done with the police. We were done with everything. there was nothing else for us to do except come back.
Where was her phone when all of this was happening?
With me.
How did you get the phone if you never came back here?
I took it with me to go pick her up from school. I was going to give it to her when she got in the car and be like, listen, you forgot your phone again, and let her play on it.
Uh-huh.
I'll do that sometimes when she forgets that I bring the phone with me and I just give it to her afterwards. But I had brought it with me to go pick her up from school.
Okay. And you mom works where?
I will get you the address exactly. Yeah.
And then did you at any point check her phone out while you had it?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Actually, I started looking, but I could not concentrate on reading anything. I was too panicked and too worried. I handed the phone to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one, and my niece. They both started going through her texts. I saw her texts. Mm-hmm. Nothing seemed weird. No weird random people. Everyone is someone I was familiar with or had heard about.
Mm-hmm.
They checked her Roblox. They mm-hmm. checked her Discord. I checked her Discord as well. There was nothing weird. One of the police officers taught me to look at deleted text messages.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at those as well. They were random text messages deleted. They weren't anything.
Do you remember where you were when you were looking at her phone?
Yes.
Which is where?
Let me see.
And then while she answers, when you guys were looking for her, did you guys keep looking for her in the Hunter's Creek area or somewhere else?
Hunter's Creek area.
Okay. Did you guys come back here at any point?
No.
What time did you guys come back home?
What time did we come back? What time did we come back? That was a very good question. I was going to say it was like somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock p.m.
Did you guys go back out after that?
Stefan went back out.
And this was last night, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where was after this?
With me.
Okay. Did you leave the house at any point with her phone after this?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
What? No, I think it's been home all day today, too.
It's been home all day today?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
What time did the police take her phone?
Oh, just kidding. Yeah, they took it. I don't have it anymore. What time did he take the phone? I've made so many phone calls today and seen so many people today that I
was it don't light know. Out or dark out?
It was light out.
It was still the
detective hunt still took. Yeah, it was okay. During the daytime.
And then but other than that, her phone was here all day.
In the morning, yes.
Did you guys take the phone anywhere other than when Detective Hunt took the phone?
I think it's been home all day. Yeah, I don't think I left the house with it.
Okay. Did Stefan have access to the phone?
I'm sorry, I took my medicine, so I feel a little spacey. I think I've had it with me. I think it's been with me.
Okay. Did you go through her phone today?
Yes.
Okay. Where was that at?
Here.
And what were you looking for at that time?
To see if there was anything else. What we couldn't access on Monday night was Roblox. So my niece came over and logged into her Roblox and checked out messages. But then they were also, my sister was also looking for her phone to see if there was anything.
Here at the house?
Yes.
And that was today?
Yes.
Okay, do you guys have her account information as far as like her iCloud and all that stuff? Or is it just on her phone?
I've had a hard time logging into it before when I was trying to get her a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I can log in to her iCloud. But I think it's all on her phone.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because... So, they took the phone and they downloaded it, right?
Uh-huh.
They can see, like, if somebody tries to access her accounts and stuff like that. So, if you guys do have access to anything...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys can refrain from, like, logging back in.
Okay, that's okay? Fine. Yeah.
So, it doesn't look like she... Like, if... So, if she tries to, like, access her accounts from, like, somewhere else, that way we can track that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's... They're asking if you can, you know, just try not logging into any more of her accounts so that when he's going through the phone, it doesn't look like she's trying to log on from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay? Was there anything else that they wanted us to clarify?
Yes. Did you find the address to your...
Sorry, let me call her again.
Or what's the name of it?
Oh, if I could remember her business name, I don't know.
What kind of business?
It's an insurance business. I think Advanced Insurance something group.
And then, I know that you've been with us for the most part of the day, right?
Yes.
We have... I want to say maybe like 40 people out here, okay? Between us and Kissimmee. And we're all, you know, going to be working basically overnight and throughout the day tomorrow until we... Okay? Tonight, what we're going to do is... I know we already secured your house, right? We asked everybody to leave. So, another thing that I'm going to ask is if you guys... can find somewhere else to stay for the night because we're going to have Kissimmee out here at your apartment for the rest of the night because the people that come and like take pictures and all that other stuff are not going to respond until the morning. Okay, so nobody can go into the house for the rest of the night until the house gets... You know, we need to take pictures and do other stuff with the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And unfortunately, because you guys have such a big apartment, it's not something that only one person does. Like, we don't do that, right? We have our forensics unit come out. And it's not something that one person can do by herself. So she has to wait until people come in. Because there's like, they're on call after midnight, right? So she has to wait for the other people to come in the morning. And then they're all going to come in as a unit and try to, you know, get it done as quick as possible.
Okay. I need to go back into the house.
Mm-hmm.
I have medication that I have to take
mm-hmm.
in order to be, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility that I can go back in there and get my meds?
Yes. Give me a few minutes, and then we'll try to figure out how we can get your medication, okay? But that's something that we can definitely get. Okay. Does it make sense what I'm telling you?
Yes. Yes. I just don't know what we're going to do about finding a place to go, but okay.
Because last in Stefan's car, we're also going to tow his car.
Okay.
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 Do you have any questions about anything that I'm telling you? Okay, so from now on, it'll probably be me getting in touch with you, okay? Not Detective Hunt. Okay? Okay. Do you understand everything that we discussed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get your direct number?
Yes.
Job address, if I remember it correctly, is...
And when did you say you were there?
I got there around 4... Well, see, I left and came back. So, 4... 7:45. I got there and I think I... And I stayed until they had left.
Were you there today?
No.
Is there anyone would be anywhere near that area today?
No, I don't think so. It's been with me. Oh, Detective Hunt went back to that office. I'm so sorry, and he had her phone.
Okay, he had her phone at that time.
Yeah.
Why did he go back to that office?
Because my uncle had walked the path along the trail, and he had found a wallet with, not an ID, but like credit cards and something that had somebody's state on it. So he went to pick it up to see if it was of any interest.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my business card. I'm still here for a little bit longer. I'm going to talk to Stefan one more time. There was like a few things that we needed to clarify with him. And then we're going to, like me physically, after I get done talking to Stefan, I'm going to try to go get rest, right? Because we're going to continue to do all this.
Yeah.
There's other detectives that are coming from my unit, okay? So, like, there's always going to be somebody here.
Okay.
So, just because I physically am not here, don't think that we're not physically working on this. We have a lot of people in our unit, right? So, we're taking, like, shifts. And then the people from, we have violent crimes out here as well. And they're here till 4 a.m. So, I don't want you to think that, like, just because I'm leaving, that we're not still actively working on this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they are here till 4 a.m. And then the day shift people that also work violent crimes come in around that same time. So they're going to take over. So, like, we have, like, people working till a certain time and then other people coming and taking over, okay? So, like I said, just because I physically am not here doesn't mean that we're not still working on something. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I don't remember if Detective Tagler asked, but yesterday when you guys were out looking, do you remember what time you were out looking till?
So, yesterday, I stayed in the office. My family went out searching.
Which office?
1355, yeah.
You stayed until what time?
I'm going to say somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock. I left and then I came here. Came home.
You came straight here?
Yeah.
And then who was out? Your family was out looking?
Yeah, but I think they all stopped. I'm not sure. One of my uncles might have kept searching along the trail, but I'm not sure until what time he was out. My dad as well.
What about Stefan?
Stefan went out sometime in the middle of the night and went searching, cruising around to see if he could figure out where she might be.
What car was he driving?
My car.
Was anybody driving Stefan's car?
No, just Stefan.
And what time was he out?
I have no idea. I fell asleep. But I know he drove my car because when I got into it, I said, oh, the seat's adjusted. Did you drive my car? He goes, yeah, remember I said I was going to take a drive tonight to go search for her? Because he does have, like, insomnia. He can't sleep at night sometimes. And especially, like, that's what's going on right now. But I'm not sure what time he may have come in or out. But if you guys look at my gate clicker, mm-hmm. you need that to come in the front gate. Mm-hmm. You can see what time he may have come in and out.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else for you. We're going to clear some things with Stefan. And then I will let you know before I hit up.
Okay.
Do you promise that everything you said today is true?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Ending the recording at 009.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.